Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says Limp Bizkit breaks something, country version. Done.
And James Strebel.
That's a great idea.
Jack,
that's
you don't know what that is. We need to have you watch that during the break, but if you don't mind, write that down.
Limp Bizkit breaks stuff.
That's what I need.
Break stuff.
Limp Bizkit breaks stuff.
Yep.
I'm going to break your bleeping face tonight. Give me something to break.
I got a chainsaw. I'll skin your bleep raw.
Yeah.
One of the dumbest lyrics ever written by a human being, by the way.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Texas says, who does friendzone father apologize for more? Is it Vince Tyre or Billy Reid? That coming down at 4379.
Fair enough.
I don't know what it is with you backing Vince Tyre.
Well, just because I just don't know
where that's coming from.
I'm interested in it, though. No, it just goes back to the fact that look, Vince Tyre did what he was supposed to do. He did what everybody wanted him to do with Chris Mack. Satterfield, that's a different story. If he would have not hired Chris Mack at that time, he would have been crushed. He'd been crushed.
Absolutely. Hey, reminder, NFL coverage coming back this weekend. That game last night was an absolute...
Another stinker.
Just a gutless puke stinker of a game.
Another one.
Doubleheader on Saturday, beginning after you guys on the UK Post. Around 4:30 or so, Bengals and Titans. That's followed by the Niners and Packers. That's all on ESPN 680, 105.7. And then coming up on Sunday, Rams and Bucks, 2:30 pregame, followed by the Bills and Chiefs, the one that everyone wants to see on all ESPN Louisville stations. Tentatively, I have... I won't tell you. We got Dallin Cuff. So
I'll
tease it to after the break.
Right.
You like that?
I do.
Dallin Cuff joins us. I don't think we've ever had him on the show. Enjoy the guy's work. ESPN, the ACC Network. So obviously we can talk some college hoops with him. Dallin, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Andy, Jim, how you been? Doing well.
Man, we are doing fantastic. Better than the local team, Louisville. Of course, are the other local team, Kentucky, doing much better. I guess let's start there. I know you've been anchoring in around some of these U of L games. How surprised are you this is the team that we're talking about this season?
I'm very surprised. This was before the season. I thought this team was undervalued. I thought there was a number of pieces that would fit together, and Coach Mack's a great coach, and I believe that, and I know that, and I thought that they would be a team that not only undervalued within the conference, I think they were picked fifth or sixth, and I don't give a ton of weight to the preseason media poll, but just I think that's where they were picked, and I thought this team would be a team that maybe finished in the top four and maybe be a ranked team.
We did, too.
And I thought the league would be better, too. I thought everybody would be better, but as it relates to just Louisville, I think what we're learning here, guys, and we're going to see as we go through the transfer portal, you know, this becomes the new norm. Last year was the first year to kind of go through it. Once we knew the waiver was going to come about, I think there was about there were almost 1,500 kids in the portal. That's one-third of all scholarship players were in the transfer portal. And I think a lot of times coaches, and everybody's out there, you're evaluating, you're looking at their production in the other league, and you don't have as much time. Think about recruiting high school kids. You have 1 or 2 years you're recruiting these guys. You know who they are. You know their parents. You know their families. You know their AU coaches. You know kind of what you're dealing with. In the shorter time frame of this transfer portal to getting guys to sign and commit, there's less time. There's tape against college guys. There's that benefit, but there's less time in terms of understanding and learning this person, how they may adapt and change to the role. So I think a lot of teams looked at production, thought, okay, and you see this production here. We can port it in here. We see how they play. It can fit here. The hard part is actually finding the fit, finding the chemistry. That guy averaged 18 at this school, at UNC Greensboro. But he's going to come here and be comfortable averaging 8 points a game and taking five shots instead of 14. Okay, let's think about that. This guy was a good rebounder, but he didn't really guard as much. Can we get him to guard? Because on this side, we don't need him to take shots. We're not going to give him post touches. All those different things in terms of how all this stuff works together. And with Louisville, you had eight new dudes. They all can play, but how do they play together? And I think what they've lost now recently, they were still struggling to find their identity. Chris Mack's teams almost always are built on the defensive end. They're going to play pack line defense. They're going to rebound. They're going to compete. They're going to be tough mentally and physically.
But Dollar, that changed this offseason. Sorry to interrupt you. When they brought in Ross McMaines, it was like, okay, now it's time to run an offense.
Well, the offense is one thing. I'm saying defensively, I think it's still where you need to, like, if that's going to be the head coach, your identity has to be X. I think with this team, I thought your identity in terms of Louisville, that's what I would think of first. This team has no identity. I don't know who they are, and they don't know who they are.
Right.
And they're trying to figure that piece out, and that's the problem.
Dallin Cuff with us here on ESPN 680 1057. He's from ESPN. He's from ACC Network as well. You have any stories on Luke Hancock? He works with us as well. Any juicy stories you would like to tell us? If you don't want to, wink, wink.
That's fine.
That's fine. But, you know, Luke's got it pretty good in Louisville.
He does.
They haven't been good since he left.
We learned that, guys. We were down there right before the pandemic. We came down for Louisville Syracuse game.
They had
a doubleheader with baseball into our game. We were going to do a 45 minute pregame show leading into the basketball game off of a baseball game. Well, because baseball doesn't work by a clock. That ate our entire pregame show up. So we were just sitting there hanging out. We call the game, and afterwards, and we don't call the game. We're just there for a little postgame show. We went to blanket on the steakhouse's name on 4th Street. Was it Eddie Merlot's? Is that there?
That's the finest for Luke Hancock. Yeah.
What's up?
You got the best seat in the house. I know what you got. Delivered to the table immediately.
Yeah, absolutely. We walked right in. They bring us in for the table. Do you want a bottle of wine? The whole number. Yeah. I was like, oh, this is what it is. Now he did when he first started working together. He made me call him MOP, Most Outstanding Player from that 2013 Final Four. But that's okay. I can call him MOP, and he does his thing. He takes care of us in Louisville. He's the man. I'm just playing.
Oh, goodness. Dallin Cuff with us here on ESPN 680-1057. Is Louisville to you pretty much going to have to win the ACC tournament to get into this thing?
No, I think it's premature to say that. They don't have any good wins, to be very honest. I think NC State away might end up being a quad one win. Mississippi State, if they perform in the SEC, that was a neutral court game. That could be a quad one win. Yep. Maryland may end up being one. So they don't have any things that pop, but they could have some, depending on how those teams play. The problem, guys, is the conference. This league is just not good. And I thought the league was going to be way better. I thought Louisville would be better. I thought UVA would be better. I thought Notre Dame. I mean, you can almost run down the list. Clemson would be better. I thought North Carolina would be a team that's in the top 10. And I mean, Virginia Tech. So all these teams that haven't performed at the same level and lost so many games non-conference hurt you. Once you get in league play and they cannibalize each other, you're cannibalizing for quad two or quad three. Not quad three, but quad two wins. You're not cannibalizing for anything that's of power and quality wins. Outside of Duke, and now as Carolina plays better, if you go win in Chapel Hill, that's a good win. Now, if Carolina gets to the place where they're supposed to be, a top 30, okay, if you beat them even in your court, that's a good win. But that's only two. And that's the problem right now. It's just really hard to build a resume. So what you have to do in this league is you've got to stack wins, which Louisville's not doing, obviously losing three straight. You're going to have to win, 12 to 14 games, and then you're going to feel in the league alone, and then you'll feel better as a 20-game league schedule. But that's still hard to do. It's still not easy to win on the road because the teams are average because they're inconsistent. There is not a consistent level of play outside of right now. Duke is finding consistency. Carolina's finding consistency. Wake, in some regard, is as well, but there aren't many. There's a very inconsistent level of performance we're seeing right now, and that's the issue right now.
Dallin Cuff with us here on ESPN 680-1057. Well, let me tell you where we are here, and this has been interesting, and you know as well as anybody working where you work and working with Luke Hancock and everything else. The fan base around here, it's a broken fan base, man. I mean, it's a broken fan base. I mean, these games, I had a Louisville Duke in a couple different games when I was following them every single game, and the Yum Center was completely full, and it was a big-time atmosphere, and at everything else. I mean, Louisville right now is under 10,000 people are showing up. Who knows what that exact number is? And I mean, right now we are talking about who is going to take this job at the end. We're talking about firing Chris Mack. We're talking about who can they bring in potentially. What about the buyout? I mean, it's mid-January, and it is very acceptable for credible people, Dolan, to be talking this way, and I just can't believe we're here. Fans bought into this team before the season. Fans love Chris Mack the first 2.5 years. Hell, we thought they were going to get a double bye last year before they fell apart. This was supposed to be the stretch they stacked wins, and they're losing to just all of these bad teams, not to mention a loss to Seton Hall and Furman and everything else. Chris Mack being the coach, I mean, I'm just saying, I don't know if there's a question here. Chris Mack being the coach here next year is something that's not expected at this point, and that is just stunning because this was a hire that was supposed to work.
True, and I still think firing him is premature, to be very honest. And your fan base may want, I don't want to hear that, but I know he's a good coach. I do know that you got to have a really good thought of who's coming in next. And I would say that I would imagine what happened last year in the off season is going to may play a factor here. That could be part of the problem, and that's where the administration may say that they want to go a different direction. When you couple that in with last year, I thought Louisville should have been a record all the time saying Louisville should have been in the NCAA tournament last year. When you take into account their COVID pause issues and when they came off COVID and all that different stuff, they were a tournament team. They got snubbed. That said, that's how it went down. So they're not in the tournament. This year, likelihood of them making it is very small, like I said, unless they really turn things around quickly and stack some wins together. And I could see why the fan base wants it. I could see why the administration does it. What I'm saying is I don't think that's the right decision. I still think this guy, he's a good coach that can win there for you. I think when you look back again the transfer portal, how he went about creating this roster this year and even parts of last year, he may have to reevaluate, and it may require more time. Now the administration and the fans may not have patience for it, and they did a wide shot. We're sitting in studio the other day for the NC State game when they were at home, and it was in the break. And when they do the break, a lot of times, obviously you guys are watching commercials, but we're seeing just a live feed of the cameras, and they cut a wide shot, which they didn't show the audience ever during a game because it was bare. Comparatively to what I think about, I was like, holy cow, there's nobody.
It's unbelievable. Dolan, it's unbelievable. There's nobody in the upper deck. I mean, this is a big, beautiful stadium. It's holding, what is it, hold 19 or is it over 20?
Over
21?
20, yeah.
I think it's like 21, whatever it is.
Yeah, Russ Smith coming in on Saturday.
I mean, it is empty. There'll be people there on Saturday for Notre Dame. They're, retiring Russ Smith's jersey, and so I think they'll get a nice crowd, much like the football team did against Syracuse.
Well,
did the number 8 in Lamar Jackson. But I mean, this was where this program is just unbelievable, and I can't believe we're here. Quickly on the ACC, you don't think there's any big picture issues with the ACC, right? I mean, this is just kind of one-off this year with Florida State and Virginia.
Guys, it ain't a one-off, man.
Okay.
We're looking at the year before the year of the COVID year. I thought they would get 4, maybe 5 teams. Last year they get 7, which I thought was a bit of a reach in terms of how they got the 7, but that was more of a function of some of the other leagues not doing their end of the bargain. And we had all of them were middling teams, and it was not a good performance in the actual tournament. This year they could get 3 or 4 teams, guys. 4 would be a win rate.
Sure, I agree
That's the issue. We're looking at 3 straight years, and we always compare to the history. It's the best league in the history of college basketball. It's inarguable. So when you have that expectation, that history, and you have 2019 where you had 3 number 1 seeds, it's recent history too. This is becoming a concern. And some coaches will say, hey, it's just because we put up all these guys in the NBA. The SEC is loading the league, loading the NBA with dudes, and they are loaded again this year. I mean, they are stacked from the top 5 teams are really, really good in that league. That's not the same thing here. So there is some concern as the league looks forward and focuses a lot on football. Let's not forget about hoops. You're gonna have some coaching legends turn over here too. Coach K is leaving.
Yep.
Who knows how long Jim Larranega stays? How much longer Coach Ham stays? So this is an interesting inflection point that maybe we may be seeing in the ACC. And kids still have to want to come play for these blue blood schools, and you got to still sell them. And I'm not sure that's becoming the same way when you look across the country. So there is some concern here. This is not a one-off. This is now a 3-off, if you will, in terms of its history compared to it.
Last one, Kentucky. We follow a lot of them. You know, what they did to Tennessee was criminal on Saturday. One of the top defenses in the country completely shredded them. And now they have a big week. Texas A&M at Texas A&M, a tricky game. That would be a quad one win. Right now, their tournament team, and then maybe the best team in the country on the road, Auburn. And then the Saturday after, they come on the road at Kansas. So after an easy schedule, we're about to find out what Kentucky is made of. What do you make of Saturday, what they did to Tennessee, and kind of where Kentucky is as a team trying to ascend here in January?
I'm not playing with you guys. Saturday was one of the most impressive performances of any team all year. I mean, it was partially the Tennessee can't you know, they're supposed to be good defensively, and they did not play well, but that was partially because of what Kentucky did to them. They played a transition. Their guards were great. Sevier Wheeler, having him back is huge. But Ty Washington, even those couple games, he took a step. He had 17 assists against Georgia. But he took a step as a playmaker, as a guy that was comfortable with the ball, a guy that was a leader on the offensive side of the ball. Sevier Wheeler stepping back is huge. And obviously, Shibwe is a beast. He's a first-team All-American right now. He gets every rebound he wants. And they're playing their best basketball. Now, if you go on the road to A&M, you have to replicate that. The teams they showed this against, though, honestly, were Georgia, Vanderbilt, and Tennessee, since that LSU loss. And LSU, they battled. They weren't ever quite in it. They battled and battled, and then they were losing by single digits. But LSU controlled that game. But Georgia, Vanderbilt, and Tennessee, they showed a different team. They've made strides, especially in the offensive end, in the last couple weeks. Can you carry that on the road, the scrappy A&M team? If you survive that, to go down in the plains, Auburn is the hardest environment in the SEC, guys. Ask anybody that covers games down there. Ask anybody that goes down there. That is the hardest environment to play in the SEC right now. So if they win at Auburn, which I don't think they will, but just that competition is going to make them better. And then you have home against Mississippi State. So, again, this league is tough. This league is going to show them everything. And then Kansas, obviously, too. But that Auburn game is going to be huge. But you cannot overlook A&M. They need to continue to build in the momentum they have, because they're playing like a top-five team in the country right now. The hard part is to sustain that and play that level of consistency. That is not easy. We'll see if they can do that.
Dahlin Cuff with us, ESPN ACC Network. Man, appreciate it, and we'll catch up down the road. Big fan of your work, and keep chugging along. And you know, I don't know, you might see Luke Hancock before I do. I don't
give him a hard time.
Yeah, I mean, you might. I haven't seen him. Well, we did see him on what day?
We saw him last week.
Thursday. We saw him last Thursday. Before that, it had been like 6 months at least.
He did wave at me.
Yes, there you go. You got a wave from the MLB. Yeah. Dahlin, appreciate the time, man. Take care.
Anytime, fellas. Have a good one.
All right, there we go.
Good stuff.
Dahlin Cuff here on ESPN 680, 105.7 on this Tuesday on ESPN Louisville. There you go.
Yeah, I was a little surprised at his ACC take there. I know he works for the network, and usually those guys tend to, like, you know, be a little more pro, you know, conference they work for. But he was very honest in his answer about, is this a one-off or is this a trend that you can see in the ACC? So that basketball supremacy of the ACC is waning, and the SEC keeps ascending. So we got football and basketball now, Andy. How about that?
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Andy, Jim, how you been? Doing well.
he didn't call me Jim. That's okay. I don't really mind.
Does he not know that I'm Round Eddie? I used to fight Jeff Goodman on Twitter on a consistent basis.
He still fights Jeff Goodman on Twitter.
Fight him. I just made a point. I didn't argue.
I would at tweet Gary Parrish every Saturday night.
I tweeted Gary Parrish a lot. Oh, but no, it was
Andy, Jim, how you been? Doing well.
Jim's okay. Like, I don't mind Jim. Jim's fine. Jim's fine. People make that mistake.
Good, we'll call you Jim then. Is that your dad's name?
No, he's Tim.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is there any Jim Strebel? Is there a Jimmy?
No, I just like James.
Well, I know what you like. Yeah. I'm that wasn't the question,
but, like,
though.
A lot of people call me Jim. And it's
do they? Who calls you Jim?
Well, that...
Well, besides Dahlin Cuff, who calls you Jim?
Like doctors and stuff. Like, if I go see a doctor, like, oh, hey, Jim, or like the eye doctor.
Yeah, but you go, dentist. Your doctor is, okay, Strebel, you go
well,
to a
female. She calls me
you,
James.
Yeah, you go to a female
me.
Doctor. She knows who you are.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, but other, like.
Well, what does it say on your, like, when you make an appointment? It's James Strebel.
But they still.
Then why would they call you Jim?
They just do. Like, especially when I was a kid. Like, when I was a kid, I was always Jim. To, like, everybody, coaches, or Jim, and I had.
So
to
you've
say,
been a Jim for a long time.
I would correct them. I'd be like, "It's James," and then they would be like, "Oh, I'm sorry." And I was like, "Don't apologize. I'm just telling you, I go by James," which is, again, it's fine. He doesn't know who I am, so it doesn't offend me.
Texter says Jim Couch. It's so Jim. Good. Again, Strebel had a Tim Couch jersey on when he was in high school.
At an art museum.
At an art museum. And where? Chicago? Where
DC.
Was it? Oh, in D.C.
Washington, D.C., yes.
And he told a young lady there that he was Tim Couch, and they made out by, like, you know.
A Monet or something.
Yes, a Monet.
I can't remember
Michelangelo.
I don't remember what the artwork was, but it was a highlight of my high school experience. It was.
Jim Couch. That's unbelievable. It really is.
I wasn't as fat as I am now.
Yeah, but Tim Couch is, I mean,
oh, no,
yeah,
he
but
was
still.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, he was
He's
shredded.
A college football NFL player, yeah, and I was a dude.
Texas says, what about Slim Jim?
He froze.
Well, hang on, Jack, here, stop that. With Jack's cutting sound
I know,
on the fly.
Yeah, on the fly.
No, I haven't. I just started at the wrong spot.
Texas says, I was at Strebel's bachelor party. That's the last time he was spanked.
Can I see that number?
That is Strebel basically admitting that he was spanked at his bachelor party. We were talking about why did we talk about spanking?
Oh,
because
for
it's your
birthday.
It's your 40th birthday party.
Like, I didn't want birthday spankings, and that's
right.
How we got
and you started it.
Yeah, I did.
Texas says, is Strebel going to get CNN Plus to watch Rex Chapman's new show?
I have plenty of streaming services, so I think I'm good right now. I don't need CNN Plus. I'm okay.
Texas says, Jim, don't let Andy distract you and change the topic. The SEC is ruling the ACC. They're full of bums.
Yeah, no.
The SEC is a much better basketball conference right now.
No one thinks the ACC is good. We've openly mocked the ACC for 2 months.
Yeah, nobody.
What do you want from me? For 2 months, we've been talking about how it's crap.
And how Louisville has to get quantity wins over quality wins.
It's been the same show.
They can't even do that.
The same crap every single day.
Yeah, it's a bad conference.
No one's saying, you know what? This is a good conference.
Yeah. You know, there's still ACC supremacy.
It's an underrated conference. They'll get 9 teams in the NCAA tournament. No one thinks that.
Nobody's saying that. Even Louisville fans are hardcore ACC
fans. They know they're bums.
Yeah, they know they're terrible. Don't let them hide from the fact that we know. Everybody knows. Everybody.
Why you're getting mad? That texter wasn't bashing you.
I know.
You're
but
taking like great offense to it.
No, I'm not taking great offense. It's just misrepresenting what we've said.
Well, that's what everything's about.
Well, that's true.
That's all people
that's
do
all
around
the text
here.
That's all it does. Yeah.
Yeah. That's all. That's
well,
all.
Well, we
does.
Do that too.
Yeah. It's kind of the basis of the show.
Yeah.
Jack, you sent me a sound sheet. I need to pull it up. You want to play a couple pieces of sound here?
Absolutely.
Before we go to break here, 437-9680. Max battle with Sully. Do you want to hear that?
Oh, yeah.
Mac v. Sully.
Wow. Yeah, so there's a little Mac versus Tim Sullivan. Well,
okay. So. The stream was... How good a sound is this, Jack?
The quality is not good.
Okay, yeah, because I don't think this is going to resonate on the air.
Oh,
so
man.
The quality's not good. Well, we don't have Matt V. Sully if the quality's not good.
That breaks my heart. I wanted to hear something.
All right, I might stop this if I think this is too bad, because when I heard this live... You couldn't tell what these two guys were talking about.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, so it was a little garbled.
It was garbled.
Garbled, okay.
Yeah, someone was unmuted on the Zoom. That's what happened.
He Zoomed.
How conscious are you of setting the tone of optimism on that there's a solution out there when comments were a little bit depressed?
Right.
How so? Can't reach the players. Don't know how to motivate, that sort of thing.
You don't believe I said I don't know how to motivate our players?
No. I'm paraphrasing. I think you had a quote about you weren't sure how to motivate these guys. Is that correct or not?
You're the one that sent the quote. I mean, I've been thinking of the quote.
Okay, do you? Basic question is the tone that you set and how conscious are you about that?
Every day I go into practice, I believe that my job is to try to improve our team.
All right,
and nothing's
changed. It's a kid in the background.
Oh,
there's a dog.
The guy that yells,
baby.
Everything's great, coach, in the background at the end, I think steals it.
What? Someone yells, everything's
great,
coach?
Yeah, I mean, you can't hear all of this on the radio.
No.
It's very difficult.
And nothing's changed in that regard.
Earning great folks.
He's got to be. He's like, he wants to leave today. Like, after all that, He's like, can I get fired now?
Here's the thing. We need to help Sully. I mean, Jack, he said that. Which press conference? Sully's right.
After NC State.
He is.
After NC State, he openly talked about how he didn't know how to motivate like the guys, right?
We have like four different clips of him saying he doesn't know how to motivate them.
Sullivan's right.
I haven't pulled up if we want to play him.
Email him to me.
All right, sounds good.
Can you get those to Sully?
Well, yeah, we need to get them to Sully. We need to be on Tim Sully.
Yes, absolutely.
Tim Sullivan,
Tim Sullivan's side.
Tim Sully.
He was right. He asked a good question. And I didn't say I didn't know how to motivate this. Yes, you did. He's so – he's terrible. He's terrible. He's awful. He's awful.
Texas says Sullivan was drowning. Yeah, here's the thing. Sullivan should have had – the quote pulled up.
Bingo.
That's all he needed to do.
And just read it back.
But here's the thing. Sullivan's like, this is obvious.
Yeah.
You said it 9 times and everyone is talking about it. I mean, like, you said, like, it's such an obvious you said it.
Yeah.
That Mac's like, I didn't say it. Like, it's obvious that you did. Jack, what do we have, I guess? What we have, what, four clips? Now, this is from after NC State.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where he openly talked about it.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm reevaluating constantly. I don't know what I'm getting when I put a player in. You know, usually when you put a guy in, you know, like what he's going to bring to the table, you know, and to have three starters at halftime out of the five with 0 points, be outscored 31-6 by the starting five, only to then go out and get down 8-0 in the second half. I have no explanation.
Okay, but that's not motivating the players.
You said that you don't know what to expect when you put a player in. Have you ever been a part of that where you couldn't kind of find an answer?
No. No, I haven't. It's frustrating, to say the least. You know, you have to know as a coach when you put a guy in what you're getting. I mean, how can you coach a game where a guy will get 12-9 and play solid defense, and the next game not scratch and turn the ball over 3 times? I mean, I'm not saying the guy's got to get 12 every single game, but my goodness, we got some juniors and seniors.
That was pretty much my take today. Okay, Jack, but this is...
Okay, so no, yeah, but, I don't know what to do to motivate these guys.
Yeah, like, but that wasn't it.
Yeah, I'm not blaming you, Jack. You're just playing the sound, but it's like we still haven't heard the meat of what Sullivan was...
Diener texted me and says he said it word for word after the Pittsburgh game. So there you
go. Okay, is that what it was? Is Pittsburgh...
Yeah, he said it word for word.
His press conferences are starting to run together. It's the same
thing. Yeah, they are. I'm pulling the Pittsburgh one up now.
Okay, it's the same. He's sad. He doesn't know how to reach the players. They don't know what they're getting out of the team. It's baloney. It's just BS. He doesn't know what he's saying. It's just terrible.
I'm writing something for you. I don't want to make Jack mad.
Just say it.
No, you're doing it.
Texter says that's the sound of a man whose wife is giving him constant bleep for ruining her favorite team. Texas says, I think Mac can work here. Maybe I'm alone. Maybe.
You might be.
Maybe at the beginning of what's that crappy show that's still on TV? The Walking Dead.
Oh, jeez.
Like,
it's
the dude,
still on.
Rick wakes up in a hospital, like, after the zombies have taken. Yes,
the
that's
zombie
you.
Apocalypse. Yeah.
You are waking up.
Yeah.
And everyone's dead, and there's only a few people alive, and they're hanging out, you know, together, and they're killing each other.
Yeah,
we're humans.
They're trying to find a way through the
You think you're the last one? No, you are the last one.
You're it. You're the lone person. The last person.
Texas
like,
says it
Will
sounds
Smith.
Like the press conference had been tapped by Russian spies.
Is Putin listening to Max?
Strebel's a spank and sniff.
No. No. Neither one of those things.
What was that noise?
I just disagree with that. It's not. There's neither one of those things.
You made a mistake on the air.
I did make a mistake.
And now you're haunted by
paying
it.
For
you're
it.
Haunted by
yes,
it.
Yes, I made a mistake.
The only thing that can wipe it away is Busch Light.
Yes, it is. Yes.
That's the only
I've
thing.
I've got one.
In a battle with Jeff Goodman
Twitter.
Those are the only thing.
You're coming for you, Goodman.
Texas says, what is Strebel going to do if he tests positive right as he gets onto the cruise?
I'll jump into the ocean.
but they don't test you while you're there, right?
No, just
to get on.
Just to get on.
As long as I get on the boat, I'm good. If I test negative.
What if you test positive and your wife tests negative? Would you say, honey, have fun on the cruise. Someone needs to go. Would you do that?
No, we talked about this already. If one of us tests positive,
it's done.
It's done, and we'll just plan it. And
you can stay
again.
In Florida and stay on vacation.
They don't care. Yeah,
I mean, if you feel fine, no offense.
I just go to the bar.
You might
the
become
club.
Governor.
I could. Yeah,
you,
I could.
You,
become
you might
governor.
Be the governor.
The governor of Florida. But no, we said that we'll reschedule the cruise if that does happen.
Do you have insurance on this? How does that work?
I don't know. She set it all up.
Oh, no.
Insurance on it. I just don't know, like, what it is, but she set it all up.
Oh, boy.
There's, like, COVID. Like, if
you, you need to test
positive, they
COVID shame you. Yeah, they will.
No, they won't.
I bet they will.
You had the opportunity to get to still go on your cruise. Like, you don't, like, it's not just you. You can't go on any more cruises. Like, the money's been paid. You can reschedule it.
Texas says Matt McGavick has reported that practice was much better today. Well, that was
good.
That's what Jared West and Max said. They're like, we had one good practice. One.
And it was today.
I mean, now we're finding out their practices have been terrible.
Who was I listening?
Everyone hates everyone. Everyone booted off the team. Everyone hates each other. Their practices are bad. Well, no wonder they've lost three games and everyone looks terrible.
Who was I listening to? It was Brett Dawson was on with Diener. I believe it's Brett Dawson.
I mean,
Dawson.
This had to be last week. You haven't listened to Diener once this week.
I listened.
You can't.
Oh, you're right.
It was Friday.
Okay, yeah, it was Friday. I listened to on the way to work. He had Brett Dawson on. He was talking about how he goes to practice, and it was a little shaky.
Texas says Callen's going to find all the websites while mommy and daddy are on vacation.
It's very possible. He could have an awakening. While we're on vacation.
I think that's I don't think he needs you to leave the country for that to happen.
I don't think it's happened.
No offense. Yeah, but he doesn't need you to leave the country.
No.
What I'm saying is it's not going to be, hey, now I can finally get on the internet. Callen's on the internet.
Yeah, but
he's on message boards.
It's more like I can, you know, dad's not looking over my shoulder, checking my search history, you know.
Oh, for a week.
Yeah,
for you're a checking week. That search history?
Oh, yeah. Of course. It's just like Kentucky websites, YouTube, Minecraft, stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah, of course I
checked it. What Kentucky websites?
Oh, Sea of Blue, Kentucky Sports Radio. So, yeah, the usual. The usual.
Do you believe, Jack, that Kellen goes to a Sea of Blue?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if I do.
I mean,
Sheeple's morphing him into a BBN terrace, so I feel like that would be one of the long list of sites that he would check for that, including, KSR and Card Chronicle. And
I don't know if he goes to any Louisville websites. That's a good question.
Has he not started doing that yet?
No, I don't think he has.
That's the next couple years of Jedi training.
He hasn't discovered it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You got to get a base.
Now, he does like listening to you like this. So we're riding around, and he was like, can you turn it on the station? It was, like, during the weekend. And I was like, well, I turned it on, and it was, like, national. And he's like, I wanted to hear some of our guys. So he considers, like, the hosts, like, our guys. And he likes listening to the Louisville hosts because they're always mad, and he thinks it's funny. Because they're always
angry, like
yelling.
He's basically you.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he thinks it's funny. Yeah, he likes listening.
So there you go.
He likes listening to, like, the post-game shows and stuff when they're all mad in the callers. He is just like me.
By the way, 8 minutes ago, John Lewis, thank you to Ethan. John Lewis beat us to it. That's a great job by John Lewis.
Oh, WDRB's John Lewis. What'd he do?
Why are you giving bona fides that you know where he works? You were doing a bona fide there. I know where he works.
Because
like,
most
you
people
were
probably don't
there.
Think that I do. Right? Like most people think
I'm trying
I'm
to think whether
to
I thought you knew where
John
Lewis worked. Yeah, it's a great point.
Yeah, I think most people would think that I wouldn't know where he was affiliated.
Ken Taylor.
WHAS. Is it Wave?
It's a haymaker.
That's an absolute haymaker.
Isn't it a haymaker?
I had to keep a bona fide for John Lewis.
Kendrick Haskins.
Kendrick Haskins is Wave. I know that for sure.
So you knew Haskins, but not Kent Taylor.
Yes.
Ken Spencer.
HAS.
Double.
You got it right, but it was just a guess.
One was at HAS, and one was at Wade. So if Kent Spencer's at Wade, that means Kent Taylor's at HAS. That's only what.
Tyler Griever.
Oh, he's been on with Ennis, too. WHAS.
He's got no chance. Wow.
So I didn't get it.
Let's play this sound. 437-9680.
I follow on Twitter too. Well, maybe I don't.
Texas says, does Kellen know about Kinley Myers?
I don't know.
Texter, who checks Round Daddy's history?
I don't really have any history. It's nothing exciting.
You wipe it away. You've been a meek mouse. Jack, he has been a meek mouse ever since he made that mistake at the end of the 3 o'clock
that
hour.
That ruined him. He was on fire before that.
He is an injured animal. He is an injured animal
right
CD now.
What CD think that is on the sound bracket, by the way?
I mean, it's got to be on the sound bracket. I mean, your pause
there. It's like a 6 or a 7.
That's Jack, can you actually play that again? This is Cerebral was talking about a 40th birthday. He brought up, I don't want to be spanked on my 40th birthday. And then he pretty much made an admission. Texas says that was at Strebel's bachelor party. That's the last time he was spanked.
Can I see that number?
Oh man, just a melt. Yeah, well, here it is.
Caught me aback.
Anyway, Texas says that was at Strebel's bachelor party. That's the last time he was spanked.
Can I see that number?
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Can I see that number? Well, that needs to be the name of the hour. You're not right. That's the name of the hour. Yeah. Okay, so here it is. He meshed these two together.
Okay.
Did our boy John Lewis of WDRB. Okay. The first sound is Saturday after Pittsburgh.
Okay. So Diener was right.
Yes.
Okay, Diener was correct.
Diener was spot on.
Yes.
Extremely frustrating at this point, but that falls on deaf ears until we, until I can figure out what motivates our group. I don't see a lot changing.
How conscious are you of setting a tone of optimism and that there's a solution out there when some of your comments might read a little bit depressed?
How so? Well, Matt,
can't reach the players, don't know how to motivate them, that sort of thing.
You don't believe I said I don't know how to motivate our players? No.
I'm paraphrasing, but I think you had a quote about weren't sure how to motivate these guys. Is that correct or not?
You're the one attributing the quote. I mean, I think you know the quote.
Okay, the basic question is the tone that you set and how conscious are you about that?
Every day I go in.
Okay, so there it is. And let me turn you back on. Okay, I played that up for my iPad. Here's the thing about that. Mac is both right and wrong at the same time.
How so?
Well,
he's wrong.
he's right. That if Tim Sullivan's going to, I bet Sully was kicking himself.
Right.
If Sullivan's going to do that,
he better have the quote.
Yeah, then have the quote that's been widely talked about.
Yes,
you know, even going back NC State in Pittsburgh on Saturday.
Yeah,
so he's right there, but obviously he's wrong. He said it when he's pissed off and frustrated after. I mean, he's embarrassed. You lose by double digits to Pittsburgh in an empty arena. It's embarrassing. He's lost 3 in a row. It's embarrassing.
And he's in a locker room.
This is well. I mean, this is Andy's. Well, I mean, he does look. He's in a sad high school locker room.
I know he's in a sad high school locker room, and he's saying, "I don't know how to motivate these guys." But I mean, that locker room is sick. It was terrible.
Right?
It looks like Charlestown High School. No offense,
Charlestown alone.
I'm just saying, it looks
that's
like
the home of Keontae Goodwin.
It is, but I'm just saying, it looks like Charlestown High School locker room. And he's Chris Mack, head coach of Louisville men's basketball. Oh, it's just embarrassing. It's embarrassing. And he's embarrassing because he Sully called him, and he knew it.
Sully didn't catch him.
He didn't catch him because
he didn't have the quote. So I back Chris Mack there, but obviously he's wrong. I mean, I back
Sully. Sully should have done a better job.
Sully should have done a better job, but he still got him.
He got him. Yeah. He got him. And he got him so bad that John Lewis said, I got to back my dude Sully. Mack. So next time Sullivan's on there, I'd be like, here's the quote, big boy.
I disagree with you guys.
Oh, he got it.
No, I don't think he got him.
He knew he had it. He didn't have the quote in front of him.
But he didn't have the quote.
That's a bad job by him.
He choked in the moment.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
The moments when you say, well, on Saturday, you said, quote, per Kenny Klein.
You're right.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, do they still send transcripts? I think they may. Per your SID department on Saturday at, you know, whatever time it was, 6:15, you said the following.
Sure.
That's when you put it in his face.
Because
they're face to face. They're a few feet apart.
Yeah.
Sully ain't asking that on the Zoom. Sully's asking that. They're five feet. Yeah, no, I mean, we're, what, 5 feet apart, whatever?
Yeah.
They're 5 feet apart.
6 feet apart, Andy, 6 feet.
Sorry, excuse me. I did see something that, nothing.
Okay.
Parents picking up their kids, the parents had to be spaced out all over the parking lot, 6 feet apart.
Oh, wow.
I saw that today. Oh. I will leave that alone.
Okay.
It was not a public school. Don't worry about that. Okay. Those throw it out there. Get that
out
of here.
Because they're not in school.
Yeah, get that. Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
JCPS, great. Little NTI.
Oh, yeah.
NTI Jackie Boy on a Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm sure they're loving it. Yeah.
Listen, Sully had, he had the shot. Okay, do you understand?
Yeah, I'm with you.
But did he have the booster?
No. Here's the thing: the good guy or the bad guy's right there.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't want to do guns. You know what I mean? Okay. He had the kill shot. Damn it.
Yeah.
But he didn't bring the bullets.
Yeah. No.
So he had it. He had it.
He still.
He
got
was
him.
Face to face. No, he didn't.
He did.
No, it's neutered, man.
It's not
it's,
neutered.
No, it's neutered.
He had
neutered.
Mac scrambling.
Guys,
he had Mac going up, and being mean.
Mac, but
to
Mac,
Tim Sullivan.
Yeah, but Mac.
And now Mac. Mac's in bigger
it's
trouble.
It's not a kill shot, though. Mac's
is,
living.
Well, John Lewis got the kill shot because he lied. Chris Mack lied.
No, he
John
didn't remember.
Oh,
I don't
BS.
Think,
oh,
I don't
Andy.
Think he lied.
Andy, he
I don't
lied.
Think he lied.
He did.
He just he lost remember. Double you, digits to a guy with the hot
lied.
Dog on the back of his neck.
He lied. He knew he said he couldn't motivate. He knows in his head, I can't motivate this team. He said,
well, he,
I can't. Andy, that dude
he didn't
stinks.
Remember he said it.
He needs to be gone.
Oh, God.
Like, get him out. That dude is a bum. Get him out of here. Like, I think Satterfield is 10 times the coach as he
oh,
is.
Oh, please.
He stinks.
Jack, what
get
do you,
him out of here.
Jack, what do you think?
You
don't agree with him, do you? You
no,
don't agree
I don't.
With him.
No.
You don't think
he
the
forgot.
Mac knows he said he can't motivate
he
his
forgot.
Team?
Oh, no, no, no. I thought you were talking about just the Mac's 10 times better than Sat part.
Yeah. I did say, do you agree with him?
Oh,
and Strebel ranted for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah.
I forgot
yeah,
about that.
Yeah, I agree I agree with Strebel on the fact that Sully got him.
Sully got
yeah,
him. He lied. He lied. He knew he said that. He knew he said it.
Well, he either forgot. It's the passion of he's just done with the game.
You don't think those
he doesn't
coaches
remember.
Go back, look, and read the transcripts of what
no,
they said?
No, I don't. Not at all. You think John Calipari goes
only
back
Locke does that.
In yeah, only Lachlan McClain does that.
Well,
reading you think Calipari's reading transcripts after
reading
a three-hour game?
If someone says something, like a coach says something stupid, like or not stupid, but like something like that, like I can't motivate players. Like someone's telling them, like, hey, you said this. Like,
well, they did this after the press conference. I would imagine he's been alerted that he did say that.
Yeah.
But in the heat of the moment, I believe that Mac did not think he said it.
Okay.
Because he's right after the – I'm giving Mac the benefit of the doubt on this
I'm
one.
Not giving Mac any money.
I know. I Nothing. Understand.
Nothing.
I understand.
That guy doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't.
Texas says Chris Mack lied and people died.
No one died. It just...
Didn't someone tell that to Weinberg? Like, I think it was – it wasn't the most recent tornadoes.
It was
before then. Someone told Weinberg that Weinberg lied and people died,
I
and
he
did not
mad.
Take that well.
Yeah.
Texter says Mac owns Sully. Texter says Mac got away with it for a moment, but the call got changed upon further review. Oh, listen, it's just not the kill shot, okay?
Yeah, okay.
I mean, Sully did not take him all the way down is what I'm
not
trying
all
to say.
The way down,
is
but
what, no, Mac
had, a pivot.
Mac had one pivot.
Yeah.
Prove it. And Sully did not bring
no,
that to the table.
Yeah, I'm disappointed
okay.
in Sully.
Good.
He's a veteran. That's an amateur move, and that is disappointing.
But to back Sully, he had to be thinking, this is all we've been talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Pittsburgh, NC State, it's all we've been talking
it's been
about.
Played on the radio 1,000 times.
Well, I don't know if Sully's using you know.
I'm just saying in general. Like, people, there are people that are on that Zoom that probably do listen to the radio, and they're probably thinking to themselves, well, like that, whoever said, things are going great, Coach, they know he's full of it. They heard it with their own ears. I'm surprised no one, shame on all the other reporters that sat there and let Sully take it. Someone else should have popped in and been like, I had the quote right here, Tim. I can read to Coach Mack. Why didn't someone tap Sully's back? I thought journalists were, in a brother and a sisterhood. I thought it was.
That's a great point,
why
actually,
didn't someone have
you.
Sully's back? I'm just maybe that's ridiculous. Why didn't someone at the moment step up to the plate and be like, Coach, Mr. Sullivan's correct.
So you're blaming. I don't know who was there. Now you're putting it on everyone
I'm
else.
I'm putting it on. I'm just saying. I'm surprised.
You're saying Brett Dawson or Jody.
Yeah.
Or
I think Pat was on
Cam
the Zoom.
Teague.
No, but the Zoom doesn't take questions.
Oh, they don't take questions on the Zoom anymore. It's only in person.
Yeah, it's only in person. Yeah. Right.
Someone's gonna text it, Sully. Hey, Sullivan, here it is.
Strebel has a lot of work for everybody else, doesn't he?
Yeah, why did you hop on the Zoom and do it, big guy?
He has it figured out for everybody else.
You should have gone down. You should have gone downtown.
I was giving you scenarios.
I'm not reading that one. I'm not going to read that one. Texas says, Sully hit Mac with a flesh wound.
Okay.
Did Sully have the kill shot or not? Texas says Sully was lined up for a monster dunk and it got hung up on the rim.
That might be accurate. I mean, he should have had the bona fides.
Accurate.
He should have had the bona fides.
So you agree with me? So I
agree
know,
with you partially. He still got Mac. He got him.
He didn't get him.
He did.
He didn't get the kill shot.
He got him. He's scrambling.
Mac's still kicking. He did not.
No, he's not.
He didn't take his life. Why did he do this?
Who looks better, Mac or Sullivan? It ain't Mac.
Sully.
But it's not by as much as it was going to be.
Sure.
It was going to be 100-0. And now it's not 100-0.
It's like 68-63.
A win's
a
win.
Wait, win.
Did you say 68-63?
Yeah. Why?
Zach, am I losing my mind?
Small margin of victory, but a margin.
That doesn't equal 100% though.
No, I'm not.
It sounded like
100%.
You were just saying two numbers. It sounded like you went 68, and then you thought about what 100 minus 68 was, and then you randomly said 63.
No,
Zach, did you get that like I did?
I just think he said 68, and he was like, "Crap, I got to say a second number."
Yeah, something kind of close. But
I gave the example of 100%.
I thought you spent 100 points
to 0 points. You can't
that's what I thought. I know it's 100%. I know what 100% is, but I'm just saying I came up with an example where it's a close margin of victory, but it's still a victory.
I'm stunned right now. You've been something today. You have stunned me 100 different ways. What are we going to do next week, Jack? What are we going to do? I mean, what's he doing right now? He's on fire. We're way late. I was going to take a break in like 6-7 minutes.
Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, we are. I don't know. What do you want to do here, Jack? We blew through that.
We can just combine the
bottom. You just want to combine? Is that okay? All right, so we'll take a break up here in a couple minutes. 437-9680. Let's see here. Let me bring up my sheet of lies. Jack, would you like to respond at all to Diener cleaning out the fridge today?
Uh-oh.
Cleaned out the fridge live on the air, and I have my own thoughts, but I want your thoughts first. Obviously, you are not the number one culprit in people's minds. We know who that was, but still your name was brought into the conversation.
Yeah, I see why it was brought in there, because, you know, I do bring my lunch in from time to time when we don't have food from our great sponsors on Mondays or Tuesdays. So I see why it was on there, but there was a salad in the fridge from yesterday, which, of course, the one time I order a damn salad from yesterday, I used the DoorDash gift card and skimmy. It was great. Thank you, Enzo, once again for that. I got an Italian place. I got some pasta. It came with a salad. I'm happy. They didn't put the Caesar dressing on the salad. So I was mad about that. So I stored the rest of the salad in the refrigerator. I'm going to eat it tonight. So that was in there, and there from yesterday, that was mine. However, the two Kroger bags that were in there
were not yours.
Were not mine.
They were gross. Yeah,
no, they were gross.
They were science projects, if you will.
It was.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I did see Saturday the Beardo's pizza from like 3 weeks.
Yeah, Nick claimed putting that in the freezer.
Yeah, there's also Beardo. No, there's two separate pizzas.
Yeah, but okay, but here's
there's one in the freezer and there's one in the refrigerator.
Here's my problem. Everyone's taking Nick's shrapnel. Everyone knows it's Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everyone
I mean, what are we doing right now? Like, not maybe, you know, not 100%.
No.
Like, you know, you might have an item or two in there. There might be a Caesar salad. There might not be any dressing on it.
There was a carton of egg white.
A carton of egg
white? Yes, like a milk carton of egg white.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, like,
Who the hell
would bring
he spilled like plum
like,
juice all over the place? No,
I know
who
that is.
Why won't anyone just say it? What are we doing here? Why is everyone taking shrapnel around here?
There's also some like
you had a salad that you were eating tonight.
Right.
Okay. I'm
gone.
Not saying I haven't had or who knows. I need to look in there. I might have something, but the overwhelming majority, like let's say Jack has something, I have something,
right.
Pat or Ennis have something. The other seven are Nick.
The rest of it's his.
Like we know that.
Yeah.
The bear knows it's in there for 2 weeks. Like, what are we doing here?
So Drew is going at everybody?
Well, no, they're just shrapnel. I mean, Jack probably because, you know, no offense to Jack.
Well, I mean, like I understand that people would point at me as being one of the two.
What are we doing here? Like, we know who it is.
Yeah, so now
like,
I started it today. No. When I bring my food in, which I did, I had a leftover cheeseburger. It was very good. Good for lunch. I took a sticky note and wrote my name on it.
There you go.
Yeah, I brought it in. I took it out around 12:30. Heated it up in the microwave. Ate my lunch, and I was happy. And threw
Sounds
it in
good.
The trash can.
Sounds delicious. And that's the way to get over it. You put your name on it.
Yeah.
You have a lunch, like a lunch box.
Yeah.
And you put the lunch box in the refrigerator.
Now I'm going to start taking a lunch box. Yeah.
That's what I do.
I'm going to have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you sit with kids and you leer over them while they're trying to eat lunch.
No, I don't.
Good
I,
God.
I leave them alone. They leave me alone. I eat my lunch. They eat their lunch.
Texas says the luminaries addressed the refrigerator today. Yeah, but here's the thing.
Uh-oh.
Issel and Pratt haven't looked in that refrigerator.
Maybe we could get Crean's mom to come in and clean up the refrigerator.
You think?
Yeah, I think she'd like
he to. He said no.
Oh, okay.
What? Why your mom?
I don't know. What I think is I was in there asking Bobby a question. And,
what
and
just
was like,
an
what?
Odd, it's odd where your life is, Jack.
Yes.
That right
Which
now,
my mom's
you
out
have
of town this week, so that couldn't happen in the first
you
place.
Have, you have Dan Issel saying, your mom needs to clean out our refrigerator. What a sentence.
Yes.
It's just an odd sentence.
I
so
think
your parents
would,
are out of town. When
well,
are we doing this party?
Yeah. No, my mom's out of town. My dad's still in town.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought they were both
Well, they
were
are
both
they are both going out of town in a couple of weeks.
Okay, right.
Yes, to go visit Ethan. Yes.
Yeah. Get that keg in there.
Absolutely.
It's a beer pong.
Yeah, we can do
Let's
that.
Go flip cup, little flip cup. It's been a while, but you know.
Texas says the rare 68-63 pie chart. Texter says arithmetic daddy.
No, it was just a close score in a game. That's what I thought we were doing.
There's just one on here, Jack, that says Strebel's line. That's all it says on the text line.
Oh, about the thing. Yeah, okay.
Texter says it looks like Sully doesn't have a lot of friends.
Maybe that's the case.
Would that have helped him out if he had a bigger inner circle? 437-9680.
I love this. Who microwaves a cheeseburger? Well, what's he going to
well,
do?
We don't have an oven. Yeah, it's a cold burger. I don't have the cheese on it at first. I heat it up for a minute. Then I put the slice of cheese on it and heat it up for like 30 more seconds. It works perfectly.
Bougie thing of who microwaves a cheeseburger.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
It tastes good.
Jack doesn't have his personal chef preparing him lunch every day like you do.
Texas says 68% of the food was Nick's, 63% is everyone else's.
That's pretty funny. That's funny.
Texas says Strebel needs to take up for Sully like he did Issel.
Yeah, who would be the equivalent of tweeting at UK basketball for this? Should you tweet at the Career Journal and say you need to
I
take
don't
up
know. I don't want to get any more Twitter firestorms started for a while.
Texas says Sully about to bring down the fire like Billy Reid takes on the South End.
He might. He might have that John Lewis stuff and go at Chris Mack next time.
Texas says it's easy to know which food is Grossman's. Just look for the note inside. His mommy says, love you, honey.
I make my
have
own
a
lunch.
Great day.
I make my own lunch.
I mean, you say that. I didn't know for certain that you made your own lunch. I figured you did, but still.
If I didn't make my own lunch, there wouldn't have been a leftover cheeseburger for me to eat today.
What would she pack you?
Well, like no. The point being, I wouldn't have made the effort to make my own lunch with my mom out of town.
Oh, gotcha. Yes. Okay, I understand. Yeah.
Texas says, no chance in hell Blankenbaker has ever cleaned out a fridge.
No. No. I agree with that. No.
I did once. The station fridge when I was an intern.
Why didn't Peter get one of the interns to do it? There's like three of them now, right?
Three, four interns?
Well, today, by the way.
I mean, you
want to say what we were laughing at earlier, Jack, before we take a break? 437-9680. Texas says, does Jody pucker when Sully grabs the mic? Today we walked by. Yeah. Me and Jack did. We cut our lookie that ran, you know, our, hey, coming up on a Tuesday edition of The Take. Yeah, that.
Yeah.
We walked by the producer, one of the producer rooms.
Yeah.
You know, that room off to the left across from what used to be 93.9.
Oh, yeah, gotcha, yeah.
And there's Process and intern Avery.
Uh-oh.
Sitting in there. Oh. And I just thought, how miserable is she?
You got this.
Well, like, what do I do? Like, Jack, you need to give Avery work. She can cut some of your mixtape sound. Like
we can arrange that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, you don't, because she's sitting there watching Process podcast, and I can't think of anything a female would want to do less than that.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the bottom.
And he's still tired because he still has mono. Oh,
yeah, it's the bottom.
So he's like, well, this
it's the bottom, Jack. You got to get, yeah, give her an assignment.
Yeah.
Texas says the place sounds like a frat house. No, it's Nick. No, it's
the bad reputation.
You're scared, too.
I'm not scared.
You're scared to say it.
I'm not. It is Nick. We all agree. Yeah, I came in one day last week, and he was mad, and he was taking out the trash. And I'm like, are you okay? He's like, no. Apparently, I make all these messes, and he was taking the garbage out. And I was like, well, okay. I just walked away.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, so a bunch of nonsense there. Mike DeCourcy is going to join us next. Again, the U of L stuff is out there. We haven't got too much into Kentucky. I mean, four-ish seed, five-ish, six-ish. We're
going
to find
range.
Out. To me, it doesn't matter. We're going to find out. Quad one opportunities the next four games. One of those, A&M, but, well, you know, even A&M are on the road, I think, will stay a quad one. To the most, that will be a quad two.
Because it's like 1-75 on the road.
So yeah, so we'll get to all of that. Strieble wants to break down the new show, Rex Chapman. We got to get with you and Vanetti talking about your Dolphin stories.
Oh, yeah.
And we have a Samson situation.
Samson.
Like
Listener?
No, like Samson and Delilah.
Oh, the biblical.
You know, I always bring up. We always have a biblical story.
We do.
Every single day, and I got one for you.
Okay, so I like this.
So a busy 5 o'clock hour plus sound. We're here hanging out another hour to go on ESPN 680 1057. Yeah, guys, it's BJ Heating and Cooling. You can find them online, bjheatcool.com, 812-283-7221. They are on call 24-7 for any emergencies. And right now, do not be stuck out in the cold. Whether it be a quick fix or a full system replacement, they are here to help you. Family-owned business, been around since 1984. It's BJ Heating and Cooling. Again, bjheatcool.com to find out how they can help you. Plus, right now, if you have that room that is difficult to heat up in the winter or cool down in the summer, but you want to utilize the room, you don't want to rework your entire system, those Bryant mini splits are a quiet and efficient way to do just that. And right now, BJ Heating and Cooling, your local factory authorized Bryant dealer. They've been in my home. They've been in Strieble's home as well. It's BJ Heating and Cooling, bjheatcool.com.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.